Thanks for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You know, they're not always the top stories, but we know you'd hate to miss them. The news of the weird, the news off the back page. We call it the Ramble. Don't know why I love this story so much, but I do.
Yeah, and you do.
This is the headline, one of many, Monkey Terror in the Indian Capital. A monkey went on a rampage in the Indian capital of New Delhi. Now, this sounds sort of funny until you realize the monkey injured more than 24 people, many of them women and children. Part of the problem is that the forestation around the capital has been cut down, and the monkeys are just running in the streets. The police say that they are not experts in dealing with the monkeys. We can deal with mad bulls, but monkeys are more difficult. That's actually a quote from the local police. Now, this story actually has a serious side to it.
I wonder if that's on the application when you're trying to be a policeman there. There's probably going to be mad bulls, a good chance of monkeys.
Well, this issue is really very serious. These monkeys actually killed a local city official. And one of the other issues is that monkeys are treated as descendants of the Hindu monkey god. So they're often fed by devotees at Hindu temples. So they are there's a dual issue
here
going on. It's
a love-hate relationship with the monkeys.
Crazy monkeys.
Yeah. Okay, remember a couple weeks ago, I think it was, when we were talking about Denis Kucinich, who kind of got called out on seeing a UFO during presidential debates?
And I'm still sore about
Allison
that.
Defended him. Well, there could be some vindication for Kucinich. Apparently, yesterday, 24 former pilots and government officials were at the National Press Club to call on the U.S. government to reopen its UFO investigations, citing some safety and security concerns. And these panelists recounted their own UFO sightings and investigations. And they used 9/11. They said 9/11 was a reason why it's no longer okay to just ignore radar data, which can't be associated with existing aircraft and helicopters, and there's apparently something else to that, and they want
of all the groups that I would not expect, I would not have imagined would sort of use 9/11. You know how like the Des Moines Public Library, when they want a new security system, they say, well, 9/11. You know, I wouldn't think that the UFO enthusiasts would be using that as a way to you know, get more attention. But
yeah, well.
Good,
this is a story that's sort of sad and sort of sweet at the same time. Sandra Day O'Connor, Supreme Court Justice, you know, she retired because her husband had Alzheimer's disease. Sometimes he would actually come to the court with her. It became more severe, and he had to be start living in a facility. Well, apparently, according to an Arizona TV station, the O'Connor son, Scott, told the station that his father has found a new romance in his where he lives now. And that's quite common with Alzheimer's patients because they only have sort of selected memory. Yeah. And that his mother's just really happy for him because he's at peace. He's happy for the first time in a long time. They've had some very, very tough years. So I think it's quite a story of love.
You got to give it up to Sandra Day O'Connor. She talked about having a mastectomy at one point. She, and this is, you know, obviously wouldn't have gone out if she didn't allow it. I mean, she's a, you know, pretty open book for someone who's a former member of the Supreme Court. You know, they're all so
starchy,
sort of private and,
yeah,
and starchy. So, well, good luck to them. That's obviously something really tough to go through. Well, speaking of things that are tough, watch anyway, Republican presidential candidate Tom Tancredo has launched his first television ad in Iowa, and it makes a few tough statements about Tancredo's view. Here, take a listen.
Hi, I'm Tom Tancredo, and I approve this message because someone needs to say it.
There are consequences to open borders beyond the 20 million aliens who've come to take our jobs. Islamic terrorists now freely roam U.S. soil. Jihadists who froth with hate here to do as they have in London, Spain, Russia. The price we pay for spineless politicians who refuse to defend our borders against those who come to kill.
That's real, isn't it?
That is, yeah, it's apparently
a real ad.
Yeah, and what you did not get, radio friends, were the pictures that were flashing across the screen. If you saw this ad on TV, images of bloodied children. I guess the viewer is to believe those were victims of terrorist attacks. That bomb at the end is accompanied by an image of a lonely backpack by a bench in a crowded shopping center.
Oh, Iowans, I'm so sorry you have to have this happen to you during political season. They must just not turn on their TVs. I'm not just about this ad, about all political advertising.
It is like a total, you know, I used to go to Iowa a lot around this time of year, and it is like every single second of every local TV channel is filled with all these weird ads.